This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, the great Michael Irvin has even been utilized, Kevin, to get the team up in recent history. Remember they did the big speech at the stadium, and he's sitting there in the 700-foot TV screen.
Wearing jorts.
Yeah, telling you. No, I don't think he was wearing jorts, was he?
I don't remember.
But he's yelling at everybody to get hype and get loud because this is the playoffs. And, you know, everybody got all sorts of excited about it. And Michael Irvin has always been the greatest hype man ever. For Mark Ingram, it was a great hype man recently for Lamar Jackson. And I'm trying to wonder, we're trying to figure out, 877-881-1053, who is the hype man for the Dallas Cowboys on a night like tonight, or on a night like Sunday, or on a night whenever it's playoff time? Now, Cowboys game Sunday is going to be at 3:25 kickoff. Shippy and I will be at Shark Club at 3 o'clock to be ready for that party for you. Also, don't forget, tomorrow, Kevin and I are at the Eagle's Nest.
Yeah, so people in Fort Worth are like, when are you going to come to Fort Worth? Tomorrow we're going to be in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
So change your life accordingly.
Yes, sir.
All right, so are you still talking like Michael Irvin? I feel like you're trying to hype people up like that. So, you know, I was curious about that because who would be the Cowboys hype man? Like, if you needed a fiery speech, who would it be? Because I kind of...
Cowboy Stadium, can you hear me?
Oh, I'm getting all hype right now.
So
he's not wearing jorts. There's very tight jeans.
Thank you.
I think I might go with Tank. Just because if what Tank throws out on social media is emblematic of anything like what he's like firing people up, I feel like he's the guy that's going to fire the team up.
877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Who do you think the Cowboys hype man is? Is there something about Tank, though, that other than what he does on social media that you've seen? Because he looks pretty calm most of the time.
It really is primarily because of social media, because he talks trash. Like, I don't need the thing where you're like, this is a hell of a team. This is going to be a hell of a game. No. I need the hype level where you're like, people say that the Patriots are the best. Well, you know what? I think we're going to go out there and make them look like they absolutely suck. And who's going to be the best? We're the best. Like, that's the level of hype I need. I don't need complimentary hype. I need fake complimentary tear you down hype.
We just kind of talked about this a little bit right before Jason Garrett's press conference. 877-881-1053. Who's the Cowboys hype man? I think this week it might be
Brett Maher.
No, it's not Brett Maher. I think this week it might be the guy, and I think maybe in the future it's going to be the guy that it was for before the Detroit Lions game. Let's hear it from Michael Bennett. Whoa, if you ain't about that business, then don't come back out here.
I just want to throw out an idea. If we can get that beat behind anybody who's doing the hype speech, I think that definitely raises it like at least 50%. Because I think that beat really adds to the flow of it all. This makes me sad, but this is a really good point.
Hold on real quick, before we get to that, Kevin, you're not one for hype speeches.
Oh, there's nothing that beats me down more in the world than a motivational speech. Corey knows that. Once in a while, we have meetings, and he knows that after the first person, like if somebody wants to give a speech, we had a meeting, and I heard a really good speech. But then, like, the more speeches there are, I'm like, no, I don't want to hear any of this, and none of this makes any difference to me.
I even gave a really good speech, and Kevin was like, it was too many speeches, Corey.
You knew I was going to say that.
But
4 score and 7 years ago.
No, it's
as long
not
as that's
that
the first one. But if Frederick Douglass would have gone first, I'd be like, sorry, Abe, I'm out.
But with what I just heard from Bennett, like, he had some really, really good points that he made. Look, we fight for each other.
Your family?
Yeah. We leave our family. We fight through injury for these things. If you're not about it, then don't come back out here today. And that's the that stuff right there, man, holds people accountable. And I don't know, did you feel like that was a good speech, Kevin? It was the first one, so.
Yeah, no, absolutely, because he mixed in true facts with nonsensical hyperbole. I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. That is not a dig. Those are my favorite kinds of speeches. Like, I don't want a speech that goes out there and goes, oh, Las Vegas thinks that we're 6.5-point favorites, so it is unlikely in their eyes that we'll win. That's stupid. But, like, I also don't want you to just go out there and say, Tom Brady is a piece of ass. Like, I need some combination. You should be like, you know what? Nobody thinks we're going to win this game. Those people don't think we're going to win. The fans don't think we're going to win. Probably some of you in here don't think we're going to win. Well, if you don't think we're going to win, you need to get the hell out of here and quit the team right now. Like, I need that mix of you're going to quit football versus people don't think we're going to win. I need that mix of, like, grounded information and complete and total nonsense.
Go about, like, Dak, I started you against the Patriots defense this week. That's how much I believe in you.
That's right. And if we lose this game, I might quit football. Like, yeah, I need a mix of weird things. Like, if we win this game, we're going to win the Super Bowl. If we don't, we could disband or move to San Antonio.
What'd you think of those spicy nuggets?
No, not, it's not the kind of...
Is that a bad question?
Okay, depending on how good your speech is, I will allow up to one product placement. Okay. But that is only it. You're like, this is going to be the best experience I've ever had since I went to the get-in, get-out oil change spot. Like, I'll allow one product placement, and that's it.
Remember, wear your Cowboys jerseys to Albertsons.
Yeah, 10% off. We're going to kick 10% of their ass. And you're like, hold on. That's not enough.
We should kick more of it.
100%.
Yeah. Yes. See, that should be the sell. You're like, we get 10% off. We're going to kick 110% of their ass and then keep the leftovers. And you're like, I don't even know what that last part means, but I'm effing hyped.
Leftovers are good. I mean, if you like leftovers. But yeah, no, man, this is great.
It's
I love
Thanksgiving
it.
Time. Don't be a turkey, Corey. I can turn
stay
it into
off the
anything.
Trip to fan.
From the 361, Jalen was the worst, saying we're America's team. A lot of people are furious about Jalen. I've seen that pop up a number of times. They don't love the Jalen Smith hype speech. But a lot of people are saying that Michael Bennett has to do it again this week.
He's well, that's because Jalen didn't get that beat under
but don't,
him.
Don't you have to have the... He did have that beat, actually. Oh, no. Don't you have to have the like a different speech or a different message every week, though? Because maybe that's why they keep rolling different people out there. Keep
different
rooking,
product.
Well, not different product, Shippy, but you have to have something different to say. Because what he just said, can you say it again this week and now, and it means the same thing? Or does Michael Bennett say, you know what, I got something I want to say about this, and the passion's still going to be there, but it's going to be a little different message.
Only if he set the stage early. Like last week, if he would have said, this is it. This is the start. This is number one. Then I would want him back out there. And he goes, that's right. We're continuing on. Number two. And that's what we're going to turn them into, a big pile of, you know, like just something along those lines. You have to have a theme. And it didn't seem like he had an underlying narrative.
Jason Garrett, somebody said that he fired one of his bullets. And you only get so many opportunities to take that that chance and bring the team together and say, hey, I need y'all. Y'all need me. I need y'all. I'm not going to throw y'all under the bus. We're all in this together. He fired one. How many does Dak get? How often does Dak get the opportunity to speak, and when is the right moment for him?
I think two. I would argue two because, you know,
this might be the game.
Well,
this might be the one where he actually needs to step into that circle and say, all right, gentlemen.
Because this would be a monumental victory if they pulled it off. That's absolutely true. The only other team that's beaten the Patriots is a team a lot of people, myself included, thinks is the best team in the NFL. You get one, and then you can bring it back at the appropriate time. After that, like, you just love to give speeches. Let's face it. We've had people that are at this station or used to be at this station that love to give speeches, and you're just like, yeah, I got it. And so I say two.
Okay. All right, then. From the 972, like, if Frederick Douglass would have gone first, sorry, Abe, I'm out. Maybe my favorite line I've ever heard in radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.